It's time for our regular Vocalize slot here on RNIB Connect Radio, all about accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people. And I'm joined again by Jess Beale from Vocalize to share some of the upcoming accessible events that are being highlighted in their weekly email newsletter. Hello Jess, how are you?
Hi Toby, I'm really well, thank you. Great to be back again.
Jess, we start with a celebration of inclusive dance with Northern Ballet's Expressions Festival.
That's right, Toby. Our first offering. So the Northern Ballet Expressions Festival is an annual festival of inclusive dance, showcasing disabled dance companies and performers. And it's an annual festival. This year it is online and you can see two audio described films and also a Q&A session on Thursday, the 8th of July at 7 o'clock. So the first film is from the dance company Kanduko and it's called Unspoken Spoken, and this is a performance, a mixed cast of both disabled and non-disabled performers. And then after that there's a new short animated film, Virtual Dancing, choreographed by Jem Clancy, and this is again disabled dancers from the north. So after both of those short films performances, there's a chance, as I said, a Q&A session with the associate artistic director of Kanduko Company, Dan Dorr. So a chance to get your questions, find out about being a, he's also a performer within the company, so you can ask questions about being a disabled performer, the company. So it's a pay what you can for the tickets, but you do need to book online through the Northern Ballet's website.
Next, we have an invitation to a Mischief movie night.
We do, yes. The Mischief team are back again with another one of their fantastic Mischief movie nights in. It's another live stream, so watch from the comfort of your sofa, laugh out loud at home on Sunday the 11th of July at 8 o'clock. There's also going to be a virtual recorded touch tour at 7:30. And this is, you know, a really fun evening in. The audience gets to decide on the title of the show, the location where it's going to be set, and the genre. And then the team put together a wonderful improvisation show for you all to enjoy for the evening. So again, the booking is online, and make sure you tick for the audio described performance so you do get the description ticket sent to you.
We now move to the Kiln Theatre in London with The Invisible Hand.
Yeah, another audio described performance. So Thursday the 15th of July at the Kiln Theatre, the performance 7:30, and there's a touch tour at 6 o'clock. So great that touch tours are restarting again. Obviously a little bit different, not quite so much touching, but it's all very socially distanced. And this is a really interesting play at the Kiln Theatre on the price of our freedom for an American banker who's stuck in a prison cell in Pakistan, and whether he will be freed by the whim of the stock market or his captors. So yeah, really interesting drama unfolding.
Now we come to A Touch of Shakespeare with Romeo and Juliet, directed by Kimberly Sykes at the Open Air Theatre in London.
Yeah, let's hope it's a sunny day on Saturday the 17th of July for this open air performance. As you say, it's the Regent's Park Open Air Theatre, one of Shakespeare's classics, Romeo and Juliet, and this is at 2:15 p.m.
And finally, Jess, we have a revival of Nick Payne's Constellations.
Yeah, the Vaudeville Theatre have revived this really lovely story, and it's about all the different possibilities that can happen in a relationship. And to reflect this, there's actually four different casts who are going to take turns in the main roles. So there's also four chances to see an audio described performance, which is really great. So they're all at the Vaudeville Theatre at 2 o'clock. So there's the 19th of July, where you've got Peter Capaldi and Zoe Wanamaker Maker starring. Then the 24th of July, Saturday, is with actors Sheila Atim and Ivano Jeremiah. We have got Sunday the 29th of August, where it's going to be with Anna Maxwell Martin and Chris O'Dowd. And then finally, on Sunday, the 5th of September, with Amari Douglas and Russell Tovey. So you've got four chances there to see how they each take in turns and represent this wonderful story.
Jess, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about, sign up to the Vocalise newsletter or just find out more about Vocalise, where can they go to find out more?
We've got lots of information on the Vocalise website, so that's vocalise.co.uk, where you can sign up to receive our weekly newsletter, What's On and Online. Either look at it on the website or have it sent directly to your inbox every Thursday. We have our social media, the Facebook and Twitter pages, which is at Facebook AD. And of course, you can email the Vocalise team at inquiries@vocalise.co.uk.
Thank you, as always, Jess Beale from Vocalise, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby, and I look forward to next time.